And Maine retailers and restaurant owners in the counties that will be allowed to reopen are welcoming today's announcement, even with the restrictions. Fred Bever has that story.
Retailers in Maine counties with low rates of infection with the novel coronavirus are cheering Governor Mills' announcement today that as of Monday, they are back in business with certain restrictions.
My initial reaction is, yay, let's go.
Andy Stewart is co-owner of Lisa Marie's Made in Maine with locations in Bath and Portland. Under the governor's new guidance, retail stores in more rural counties where there is not community transmission of COVID-19 will be able to open on Monday. That includes Androscoggin, where Bath is located, but not in Portland. Stewart says he'd like to get the Portland location open as well, but he understands the governor's reasoning and will take what he can get.
We have been paying our employees right along. It hurts, but it's the right thing to do. And that's why I'm so ecstatic to get open again, so we can try to stem the bleeding a little bit.
Mills also says restaurants in the low caseload counties will be able to open May 18th. Nina Barifaldi St. Germain owns the Jack Russell Steakhouse in Bar Harbor.
And I am so grateful for the trust that's being given to us and for the opportunity to demonstrate how seriously we take this responsibility. I know at Jack Russell's, we are a little bit nervous about it, and we are going to take the time we need to make sure that we do it right, because we need to, and I think that many in the business community here feel the exact same way.
She adds, though, that with a 5,000-square-foot restaurant, she may have more flexibility than smaller establishments that could have a difficult time meeting guidelines for customer separation and frequent table cleanings. And she says that although restaurants may be able to open soon, a requirement that non-Maine visitors must quarantine in place for 14 days after arriving in the state could effectively keep many clients away until July or later and reduce the number of times that she can turn a table.
Mainers won't be able to pay my mortgage, but it is an opportunity to prepare and to figure out how to do it well. So when that vital tourist comes in, we will be able to do two turns or three turns. That's my hope anyway. That's my optimistic view.
And many in the retail and hospitality industry say that government has been too slow to reopen the state's economy and that some of its decisions don't make sense in the real world. Joe Christopher owns several inns and restaurants around the state and a whitewater rafting outfit, too.
Even as of June 1st, I can have 50 people in a restaurant with social distancing, but they have disallowed whitewater rafting, an outdoor activity, so I can't take a family of six from Maine whitewater rafting, but I can have 50 people in a restaurant.
That kind of contradiction, he says, is frustrating. Christopher adds that he's had to lay off more than 260 workers, and he's doubtful that he can open his restaurants that are in the low-COVID counties and still turn a profit, but he says he will try all the same. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.